E-tidings, Cosmos. Good morning, 21st century world of worlds. This is Radio Richard Ireland, coming to you from within the soundproofless studio of life itself. Tá míle fáilte rud an seo. I am your host, Richard McSweeney. Hear this, listener, give it here your fullness of ear. From the beginning there is breath, and upon that breath there are words. If you see something and you know that it's not right, and that if you leave it, it will only get worse, then in no time at all you will find you will not alone be leaving just one thing or two things or three things, but a whole host of things. You'll be saying to yourself, "Ah, that'll be okay, that'll be okay, that will be fine. I'll do that another time, another day. No need to be doing it today." Really, we have to get rid of that way of thinking and push ourselves very hard. We mustn't be easy on ourselves. In a related tale I saw of a day, a man in a shop picking up a 43-inch LED TV from a number of them piled up. He had picked the one for himself, but left the one right next to it, standing on the edge. He just walked off and left it standing there. If anyone were to come along and accidentally brush against it, it would almost certainly fall down and be smashed. So I went over and made it safe. And the sage in the digital age speaks of the philosopher of old, saying, "Increased in numbers were those who troubled him, many were they who rose up against him. The conspiracies that were laid against him were strong." And he would ask himself, how are they increased that troubled him? This both amazed and perplexed him. And yet he could clearly see that for all their troubling of him, troubles of their own making came to them in droves and flocks. Their sorrows were as of a family having innumerable extensions. How so given then, he thought to himself, could he have so much time to be concerned with giving trouble to him? It didn't make any sense to him. He was sitting on a hillside pasture land of a sunshine summer's morning when he noticed upon the breeze, a little ways over from him, a delicate white to light pink to soft jade green colored cloud, gently descending from on high and slowly float along the valley. It moved right through a grove of trees. And as it was doing so, he could still see an outline of the trees through it. It moved on out to the other side of the grove and continued on down the valley. And he thought to himself, this surely is an excellent way to move and be in the world. In today's broadcast, I'll be reading from Prince Hamlet, The Republic, and the true classic of Southern Taoist fragrance. This is a reading in continuity from Prince Hamlet. "Thou wretched, rash, intruding fool, farewell. I took thee for thy better. Take thy fortune. Thou findest to be too busy in some danger. Leave wringing of your hands. Peace, sit you down, and let me wring your heart, for so I shall, if it be made of penetrable stuff, if damned custom have not brassed it so that it is proof and bulwark against sense. What have I done that thou darest wag thy tongue in noise so rude against me? Such a neck that blurs the grace and blush of modesty calls virtue hypocrite, takes off the rose from the fair forehead of an innocent love and sets a blister there, makes marriage vows as false as Dicea's oaths. Oh, such a deed as from a body of contraction plucks the very soul, and sweet religion makes a rhapsody of words, heaven's face that glow. Yea, this solidity and compound mass, with tristful visage as against the doom, is thought sick at the act. Ay me, what act, that roars so loud and thunders in the index? Look here, upon this picture, and on this counterfeit presentment of two brothers. See what a grace was seated on his brow. Hypernion's curls, the front of Jove himself, the eye like Mars, to threaten and command, a station like the hurled Mercury, new lighted on a heaven-kissing hill, a combination and a form indeed, was every god that seemed to set his seal, to give the world assurance of a man. This was your husband. Look you now, what follows? Here is your husband, like a mildewed ear, blasting his wholesome brother. Have you eyes? Could you on this fair mountain leave to feed and batten on this moor? Ha! Have you eyes? You cannot call it love, for at your age the heyday in the blood is tame. It's humble and waits upon the judgment, and what judgment would step from this to this? Since sure you have, else could you not have motion, but sure that sense is appluxed, for madness would not err, nor sense to ecstasy was ne'er so thralled, but it reserves some quantity of choice to serve in such a difference. What devil was it that thus thou had chosen you at Hoodman Blink? Eyes without feeling, feeling without sight, ears without hands or eyes, smelling sanks all. But a sickly part of one true sense could not so mope. Oh, shame, where is thy blush? Rebellious hell, if thou canst mutin in a matron's bones to flaming youth, let virtue be as wax and melt in her own fire. Proclaim no shame when the compulsive ardor gives the charge, since frost itself as actively doth burn and reason panders will. O Hamlet, speak no more. Thou turnest mine eyes into my very soul, and there I see such black and grained spots as will not leave their tinct. Nay, but to live in the rank sweat of an inseamed bed, stewed in corruption, hunting and making love over the nasty sty. O speak no more. These words like daggers enter in mine ears. No more, sweet Hamlet. A murderer and a villain, a slave that is not 20th part the tide of your precedent lord. A vice of kings, a culpus of the empire and the rule, that from a shelf the precious diadem stole and put it in his pocket. No more, a king of shreds and patches. A reading from Plato's The Republic. Then I continued, no physician, in so far as he is a physician, considers his own good in what he prescribes, but the good of his patient. For the true physician is also a ruler, having the human body as a subject, and is not a mere money-maker. That has been admitted? Yes. And the pilot, likewise, in the strict sense of the term, is a ruler of sailors and not a mere sailor? That has been admitted. And such a pilot and ruler will provide and prescribe for the interest of the sailor who is under him, and not for his own or the ruler's interest? He gave a reluctant yes. Then I said, Trashimachus, there is no one in any rule who, in so far as he is a ruler, considers or enjoins what is for his own interest, but always what is for the interest of his subject, or suitable to his part, to that he looks. And that alone he considers in everything which he says and does. When we had got to this point in the argument, and everyone saw that the definition of justice had been completely upset, Trashimachus, instead of replying to me, said, "Tell me, Socrates, have you got a nurse?" "Why do you ask such a question," I said, "when you ought rather to be answering?" "Because she leaves you to snivel, and never wipes your nose. She has not even taught you to know the shepherd from the sheep." This is an interpretation, after my own fashioning, of some lines from the true classic of Southern Taoist fragrance. No three-star visitor spoke to me, saying, "Hugh Maculatabera, what stories, what anecdotes, what insights do you bring to this new dawn?" A long-in-years king of the Wicklow Landry was asked by one of his approaching middle-aged ministers how came his complexion, his countenance and demeanour always appear to be so fresh, bright and youthful. The king answered by saying, I leave the past remain in the past. Is that all you do, your majesty? I leave the present be present. Is that all you do, your majesty? I leave the future be in the future. Then taken as a whole, your majesty, is that enough? Just letting the past be remaining in the past, the present be present, and the future in the future to be, to allow you to maintain such youthfulness. How could that be enough? I leave spaces be in their places. What do you mean, your majesty? Yesterday was a space, and I was in it, but I am no longer in that space, for I am in space today, and tomorrow will be another space in which I may be in. All days are spaces. However, I let go of the spaces where I have been in, while being in the space I find myself to be. And then, taken as a whole, your majesty, is that enough? Just letting the past be remaining in the past, the present be present, the future in the future to be, and the letting go of the spaces where you are not in to allow you to maintain your youthfulness. Yes, that would be true to say. Your majesty, if I may, can you teach me how to use my mind as such? From that moment, and for an hour each day, the king taught the minister how to use his mind in this way. After 3 months, the minister was able to leave the past in the past. After another 3 months, he was able to leave the present be present. And after a further 3 months, he was able to leave the future be in the future. And with continuing on, for 3 more months, he was able to leave spaces be in their places. At the end of this, there was a noticeable reappearance of youthfulness in his complexion, in his countenance, and in his demeanor. In a dawn reverie of this new day, meditated I on what an immortal self of mine did say, did lovingly relay, way back in days of long, long, long gone by. O mortal self of mine, when with living in your own realm and time, you will give plenty of room for your thoughts under you, about you, and above you, that your mind no impediments of space will know. Remember whenever and wherever to bravely speak out on issues when you know quite well you ought to. Refuse to let yourself silence you. The upcoming repeal of the 8th Amendment of the Constitution Act, 1983, which acknowledges the right to life of the unborn with due regard to the equal right to life of the mother, is such an issue in need of your courageous response. Say no on Referendum Day, Friday 25th of May, to the making of a law that would fast-track us as individuals and as a people to inhumanity. The beloved lives in the wombs of tomorrows will to us in their own way be eternally grateful and ever so proud of us. All right, I will leave it at that for today. Enjoy taking very good care of yourself and those around you. Be ever so grateful for your many blessings. You have been listening to an Irish philosopher of the natural kind, bringing radio to the internet via Radio Richard Ireland. On the air globally for about 15 minutes Monday to Friday, and occasionally on the weekends. The script format of today's broadcast will be available at a future date on AuthenticCloseTDramascripts.com. It is truly an honor to have you listening. May you be a blessing unto yourself by way of your past, by way of your present, and by way of your future. Slán. Agus banacht leat.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.